This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2197, How to Prepare for Buying a Home by Jim Wang with GetRichSlowly.org. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. How to Prepare for Buying a Home by Jim Wang with GetRichSlowly.org. When I bought a home 3 years ago, the economic climate was different from today. Back then, a house could be listed on Friday and a contract signed by Monday. It was easy to get a loan, too easy in fact, and you could make every mistake in the book and still find yourself a home. Despite the market differences, sound financial planning and a handful of smart moves will ensure that you won't regret gambling your piece of the American dream. This post isn't going to go over the merits of buying versus renting, or how you should pick a real estate agent. Instead, I'll focus on the things you should do to prepare yourself before applying for a loan and then buying a home. Number one, don't borrow money. Your home will likely be the single largest debt you'll take on and represents the greatest risk in the eyes of potential lenders. With lending rules tightening, it's becoming more and more important that you make yourself look as safe as possible. Safe means as little debt as possible and as little access to credit as possible. Don't apply for any new credit cards. They could be offering some hot credit card offers of a few hundred bucks to make one purchase or a 0% balance transfer, but you must avoid it at all costs. That $100 will cost you thousands, if not tens of thousands, over the life of your loan. Don't buy a car. Don't take advantage of 12-month 0% financing, same as cash offers at Best Buy, to get that new flat-screen HDTV you've been thinking of. Number two, don't make any drastic changes. Don't shuffle your funds around. Don't change your bank. And most of all, don't change your job. This won't necessarily affect your credit score. Some banks will do a hard credit check, which negatively affects your score. But it will give the lender headaches when they try to decipher all the moves you've made. Making large transfers will bring up questions of fund origins. Is this really your money or did you receive it as a gift? Why are you opening up new accounts and shifting your money when you expect to spend it soon? Such moves will result in more questions for you to answer, which takes energy and will prolong the review process. It's not necessarily bad, just a pain. The only exception to the not necessarily bad is the part about changing jobs. Lenders like stability. Stability equals low risk. If you've been working with a company for 30 years or even 5, chances are you're going to work there for a while. If you've been working with a company for 3 months, there's no saying how long you'll work there. Maybe you have a falling out and are fired. Maybe you can't hold a job. Maybe you're perfectly fine and will have a successful career there. All those maybes make lenders nervous. Avoid changes if you can. Number three, play house. There are two crucial steps to playing house financially. First, you need to correctly estimate your monthly payment. Remember that your monthly payment will include the mortgage, taxes, and homeowner's insurance. You'll also probably want to add a buffer for maintenance and repairs, as you'll likely have both. In 3 years, my wife and I have spent at least $10,000 in repairs and improvements, like windows, roof, carpeting, etc. Another bit of information to research is how the recent federal housing rescue bill, or how local first-time home buyer assistance programs may apply to you. The federal housing rescue bill offers a 15-year, zero-interest, $7,500 loan in the form of a tax credit to new home buyers. In Maryland, first-time homebuyers get one-half of the transfer tax waived, which can be up to 0.75% of the sale price of the home. Both of those will play crucial roles in how you calculate your monthly payment. The second step is actually playing, by budgeting for the mortgage. If you're currently renting, deduct rent from your monthly mortgage payment and transfer those funds to an account that offers high-interest savings. A great place to put those funds is in a fund you designate for your down payment. As the months pass, you'll get a feel for how much you can comfortably afford rather than simply guessing. This also serves another purpose. It'll keep you within your house budget. The realtor will likely want to show you homes that are outside of your price range. It's always good to see what is a little above and a little below your range just to see what the difference in value is. By playing house, you have a more accurate feeling of how differences in the monthly payment will affect your lifestyle because you've lived it. Number 4, sell or donate your junk. Two things will happen when you buy your house. You'll be short on cash and you'll have to move. By selling some of your junk now, you get a little extra cash, which will likely go towards all the little things involved with a home, and you have less stuff to move. Your wallet will thank you for the former, and your friends, whom you'll have bribed with pizza and beer to help you move, will thank you for the latter. Sell or donate anything and everything you honestly can't see yourself ever using in your new home. Good stuff to purge includes old furniture, books, do you really need to keep your college textbooks, old clothes, electronics and equipment, and decorations and wall coverings. This will require a bit of intestinal fortitude and an honest assessment of your belongings. It's difficult to sell or give away things with emotional value. That couch you've had since college or that poster you've hauled all the way from home, they have emotional value. If you can think of a great place in your new home for it, keep it. If you really can't, where will a ratty old couch go? Give it a new home. Donation is a great solution if you're on a time crunch because organizations like Goodwill or the Salvation Army will happily come and haul away your gently used items absolutely free, and you get a bigger tax deduction. I hope this list of ideas has been helpful. These were some of the tricks I used when my wife and I bought our first home 3 years ago. Since then, it's been a wonderful ride. Home ownership truly has been all it's cracked up to be. You might be buying a house, but it truly becomes your home. You just listened to the post titled, How to Prepare for Buying a Home by Jim Wang with GetRichSlowly.org. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I think buying a home is such a very personal decision, just like choosing to go to college or have kids. While many people believe that home ownership is part of the American dream, remember that the American dream originated as an ideal where every person has the right to pursue his or her unique version of happiness. In other words, pursuing the American dream doesn't require home ownership. I think it's worth really questioning if buying a house is right for you based on where you're at in your financial journey. In my case, I bought my house as a lifestyle decision after I was debt-free and investing heavily in retirement vehicles. And while I don't look at my primary residence as an investment, I was house hacking for about 2 years with a roommate who covered 90% of my mortgage, and I do plan to rent this house out in the future. Home ownership has high carrying costs, and if you need to access the money you have locked up in equity in your home, you either need to sell the house or take out a home equity loan, which creates more risk. I recognized the risk of home ownership, and so really only considered it after getting other financial goals out of the way, like getting out of consumer debt, fully funding retirement vehicles, and building up a solid emergency fund. If you're worried about your credit score or being able to part with a 20% down payment, maybe it's not the right time yet. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I'll be back tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there on the Wednesday show, where your optimal life awaits.